Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for May 21st, 2023 is based on John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon title is Unity in Christ. An introduction to our gospel reading. On the night before his crucifixion, Jesus prays to his heavenly Father, asking that those who continue his work in this world will live in unity. The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you. After Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the risen Son of Man and Son of God. Amen. So I'm going to do something today that I don't normally do. I'm going to tell you exactly what the sermon is about right at the start. No build-up, no fun stories, just right down to brass tacks. Our focus today is on verse 11 from our John reading. And I want to read it again, but this time I want to read it from a paraphrase of the Bible written by Pastor Eugene Peterson, known as The Message. Jesus prays, "For I am no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to you. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me, so they can be one heart and mind as we are one heart and mind." It must have been pretty awesome to have Jesus praying directly for you. And at this point in the Gospel of John, Jesus is giving his final remarks before he is about to be arrested and eventually sentenced to death. And in these final moments, Jesus chooses to pray out loud in front of the disciples, and he prays for them in their presence. And I'm sure that whatever Jesus prays for goes off without a hitch, right? So that they can be of one heart and mind like we are one heart and mind. Jesus prays that his followers, when he is gone, will be of one heart and mind, just as Jesus and God are of one heart and mind. How's that going for Christianity? Right? Here's just a real brief history of church splits and how we've gotten here today. There was a following of Jesus, right after Jesus' life, known as the Way, and it formed into the church. And then there was the first great schism of 1054, where the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church were fighting about a lot of things, including adding two words into the Nicene Creed, and they decided to split and never return. Many of us know about the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s, where again, the church kind of splits into different sections. There's an English Reformation in the 1500s, where Henry VIII leads the Church of England away from the Catholic Church. There's the Restoration Movement in the 1800s, where people began to separate from different denominations and create new ones. There's the great schism of the Lutheran Church in 1577, where Lutheran churches already, shortly after Luther's death, began splitting into different churches. More recently, in 1976, the AELC, a branch of the Lutheran Church, splits off from another branch based on whether or not women should have a role in worship. Then there's a brief glimmer of hope in 1982, where the ELCA, the denomination we're part of, forms. It was three Lutheran churches that came together to say, we are stronger together. But then in 2009, there's another split in the Lutheran Church as the NALC, North American Lutheran Church, splits away from the ELCA. And we arrive to today, where, not counting all of the other Christian denominations around the world, there are 145 Lutheran denominations in 98 countries. There are about 40 different active Lutheran denominations in the United States. Lutherans aren't the only ones experiencing this splintering or fracturing. I'm mindful of our siblings in the United Methodist Church, who are currently in discussion about splitting due to issues surrounding human sexuality. And I encourage you to keep our siblings in Christ at Lebanon, UMC, in your prayers over the next several months as they are having those conversations now about whether to stay part of the United Methodist Church or to split off into a new denomination. If you know people at that church, pray for them. Check in on them. This is a tough time in their faith. So, our track record of Christian unity, not all that great throughout the years. In fact, historically, it seems to be maybe tracking in the wrong direction. But not all hope is lost. There are people working towards positive ecumenical relationships. Ecumenical is a big fancy church word for promoting unity amongst Christian churches. The LCA has ecumenical relationships with the United Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, USA, the United Church of Christ, the Episcopal Church, and many more. What does all that mean? Well, it means that we are committed to acknowledging that we have more in common between us than what separates us. And so how is that lived out? Well, pastors from any of those churches can preside over communion in a Lutheran church, and vice versa. In fact, with permission from the bishop, a pastor from one of those denominations, like the Episcopal Church or the UMC Church, could even be called to serve as pastor in a Lutheran church. I know of some congregations throughout the United States that, as they have begun to shrink in size, have not shrunk in their desire to do God's work in the world, and so they have begun combining with other denominational churches to do ministry together. There are some examples of what they call Lutherpalian, which is a Lutheran church and an Episcopalian church coming together as one, or a Luthodist, which is a Luther and a Methodist church that come together to do the work of Christ in the world. And despite some of our minor theological differences, our congregation Resurrection Lutheran joins together to do ecumenical events with other Lebanon churches, like St. Patrick's Episcopal and Bethel AME and Bethany UCC. In fact, there are even people whose full-time job is to try to bring about the healing and restoration between the Roman Catholic Church and the Lutheran Church. Even after 500 years of divorce and animosity, we're working to try to heal wounds and have both sides be able to acknowledge their common bond of serving Christ in the world. I know this may have felt like a bit more of a history lesson than a sermon, but it's important background for understanding the gospel message, the good news that is embedded in this reading. Jesus is calling God's followers to be of one heart, one mission. And as broken and as flawed as our church institutions have become, and as broken and as flawed as we often are, God continues to still work through us towards God's vision of justice and unity and peace. Because there is most definitely one thing that unites us across all denominational lines, across all theological lines, doctrinal lines, political lines, worship style lines, preferred length of sermon lines, how we dress in church lines, and anything else that seeks to divide us. That one uniting factor that we must hold dear to is that God's grace and forgiveness and love are for everybody. You, me, them, everybody. When Jesus breaks the bread, he says, "This is my body given for you, and you, and you, and you, and you." And when Jesus passes the cup, he gives it to all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of forgiveness of sin." We are united in God's love for all humanity. This house of worship, this gathered community of believers, is a place where all are welcome and we strive for the unity that Jesus calls us toward. There may be much that we are not in agreement about in our personal lives, but we are committed to striving toward being united in loving God and loving people, because God loves us no matter what. In the church, when we receive the gift of Holy Communion, out of a spirit of thanksgiving for God's love for us, we are reminded of this one uniting factor, that loving God and loving people is more important than anything that seeks to pull us apart. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me, so they can be one heart and mind as we are one heart and mind. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.